From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palka reporting. Somali soldiers in first-ever conflict with ISIS. Somali regional forces in Puntland have clashed with pro-Islamic State militants in one of the country's northeast in the first-ever military confrontation between security forces and pro-Islamic State fighters. Local sources told VOA that today's fighting occurred just 50 kilometers west of Kandala after the regional troops were halted by landmines. Governor of Puntland's Bari region, Yusuf Mohamed Dado, who's leading the offensive against Kandala, confirmed the fighting to VOA Somali in an exclusive interview via satellite phone. Dado said that his forces were attacked by ISIS fighters while they were dismantling the landmines. They responded by killing 7 militants. 3 Somalian soldiers were wounded in the fight. Dado said his troops have custody of militants' bodies, saying they are all Somalis. He said they had not found any foreigners so far. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte says U.S. President-elect Donald Trump wished him success with his crackdown on drug dealers, a campaign that's left more than 4,000 dead since July. Duterte said the future U.S. leader told him he was conducting his strike on drug dealers as a sovereign nation the right way. Duterte won the presidential election earlier this year, largely based on his promise to continue aggressively targeting drug dealers, users, and criminals. Duterte said in a statement that he called Trump late Friday to congratulate him on winning the U.S. presidential election. Gambia's president of more than 22 years has conceded defeat in the presidential elections, vowing to step down after results showed him with a surprising loss. Yahya Jammeh told opposition candidate Adama Barrow that he wanted to hand over power graciously and vowed not to contest the results. This is VOA News.